Amen. Come on, everybody. Give God some praise. Come on, wherever you are, let's give God some praise. Stand to your feet, those of you that are here in the sanctuary, wherever you are. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. It may be raining outside, but the sun ought to be shining on the inside of our hearts today. Come on and give God some praise. How many know that God is worthy to be praised?
Hallelujah.
Amen. Let us worship the Holy Spirit in here. Thank you, Lord. Come on, everybody. Thank you, Lord. You should never get tired of saying that. Dr. Kimball, if he would come, give us our invocation. And as he's coming, again, it may be raining on the outside, but God's been too good to us for us to be quiet on him. Let's give him the praise. Let's give him the glory. And let's just concentrate on the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for us. Amen.
Hallelujah. Just about here for a second. Our Father, we come once again just to thank you. We got so much to thank you for, Father, but I just want to stop right here and just say thank you. Thank you for sending your only begotten Son over 2,000 years ago and died for our sin. We realize you didn't have to do it, but you did in a way. We come by and say thank you. Father, you brought us from last week to this week, and you kept the deaf angel back one more time. We just want to say thank you. Father, you raised us up from our bedside this morning and kept deaf back one more time to be able, so we would be able to come out to the house of worship to praise you one more time. We want to say thank you. And then, Father, you let us feel the raindrop, the cool weather on our body one more time. We realize you didn't have to do it, but we want to say thank you. Father, we got so much to thank you for, Father. We want to thank you for the one that you put in this vineyard right now, Father. We ask you to touch him from the top of his head all the way down to the bottom of his feet, Father. We want to thank you for it. We want to thank you for the first lady that you put with him, Father, to bless him with, Father. We want to thank you for your children, his grandchildren right now, Father. We want to thank you for his family right now. And we ask you to throw a hedge of protection around him right now, Father. We want to say thank you. Thank you for every preacher here under my weak heart, Father. Thank you for the deacon, the mother, the ushers, Father, and everyone here right now, Father, my weak heart, Father. The one that want to be here and can't be here. And the one on their way, Father. The one that hearing through the radio, Father. Father, we ask you to bless these children right now, Father. They need to be touched right now, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father. We ask you to touch them in a mighty way only you can touch them, Father. And God, that little heart, Father, where they little heart and mind will be on you right now in the name of Jesus, Father. Because they need the hedge of protection around them right now, Father. Father, we ask you these things in Jesus' name, Father. We ask you to forgive me for my sin, the sins I do know and the sins I do not know. Thank you for all you have done and what you're about to do, Father. We ask you to come by New Hope right now, Father. To be a beacon on the, so we can be a beacon up on the mountain, Father. That one day we'll be able to hear you say, well done, my children. You have been faithful over a few. Come up in my Father's house. I got a mansion for you there. In Jesus' name, I pray. I say amen to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Come on, you can do better than that. Give God some praise. Yes, truly, God is worthy of all of our praises. Amen. Amen. Turn with me for our responsive reading, if you would. Amen. To the 34th division of Psalm. Amen. The 34th division of Psalm. I will read the first verse. You will follow that after. And we will all read all the way up to verse 10. We will all read verse 10 together. Amen. It reads, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth.
My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. The angel of the Lord encamped all around those who fear him and delivers them. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints. There is no want to those who fear him altogether. The young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. Amen. Praise the Lord for his word. Please remain standing with us for our morning scripture. Turn with me to the Gospel of Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew, the 18th chapter. Beginning there at verse 1, the Gospel of Matthew, the 18th chapter, beginning at verse 1. And it reads, "At that time the disciples came to Jesus, saying, 'Who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?' Then Jesus called a little child to him, set him in the midst of them, and said, 'Assuredly, I say to you, unless you are converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven.' Therefore, whosoever humbles himself," somebody say humble, "himself as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever receives one little child like this in my name receives me. But whosoever causes," somebody say causes, "one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were drowned in the depths of the sea." May God add a blessing to the reading of his word for the good and the edifying of our soul. Come on, let's give God another hand clap of praise. Amen. Let's welcome our youth choir today. Today is youth day. Come on, let's lift up the name of Jesus. Amen.
It don't take a whole lot to praise the Lord. Come on, give them another hand. Amen. Our young people. Amen. Bless the Lord. Amen. That he has given them the mind and the will to come out and give him praise and worship. Praise God. Give them another hand. They deserve another hand. Praise God. Thank you so much. We give all honor and praises to our Heavenly Father. Amen. To all of the clergies in the house, to the officers, our deacons, deaconesses, mothers, ushers, choir, saints and friends, and to all of those of you who are listening in. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Amen. For truly, this is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Anybody happy to be in the house of the Lord? One more time. Hallelujah. Amen. This is our Youth Sunday. And again, we thank God, amen, for them getting up so early in the morning. Amen. Coming out to worship the Lord. Praise God. All right. We would like to take this opportunity, if we have any visitors, will you please stand? Any visitors, we would like to recognize you. Amen. All right. Everybody seems to be at home. Praise God. We thank God for you today. Again, we say unto you, continue in the word of God. We know that our city is going through a lot of chaos right now, and we're going to need the Lord, amen, to guide us and direct us. So I ask that you would just pray for one another, amen, as we go through all of these changes. Amen. Knowing that God is still in control. Sometimes we wonder, where is God when all of this stuff is going on? Amen. We just need to know that God has a plan. And when he gets ready, amen, things will change. All right. Thing we have to do is just keep the faith and keep holding on. Praise God. All right. So therefore, in order to stay strong, stay in the word. Amen. We ask that you attend our Bible study virtually, online. Amen. On Tuesdays, on Wednesdays. Amen. If you want to know the spirit of the church and what the church should be like, I say to you, read the letters of Paul in Philippians and Colossians, and you'll see, amen, the order that God wants his church to operate. So many times we are so hung up on self when we should be lifting up each other. Amen. We should be letting one another know that we love you. You know, we always say we love the Lord. But do we really love one another? Amen. Do we really reach out to one another? Amen. And let one another know that we truly love them. And Paul just simply says, I'm praying for you. I thank God for you. And that's what I do. I thank God for you. Because if there was no you, there wouldn't be no me. It's as simple as that. So I thank God for you every day. I thank God for the ministries and for those who are serving in the ministries. Because we know where there's unity, there is strength. Amen. Amen. No little shot, no big shot. We all are important. Amen. Even the children. You'll see that in my message today. Amen. So we ask that you just continue praying for one another. We're so grateful for you giving your tithes and your offering. Thank you so very much. Amen. All right. Let's continue praying for those who are on our sick and concerned list. Keep praying for in Houston. He's in Sweetport, Louisiana. His aunt passed. It was 101 years old. Amen. So please keep the Houston family in your prayers. Sister Gloria Williams and family, her son passed. Reverend James and family, he had loved ones to pass. Those of you that knew Brother Groucho White, he passed on yesterday. So we ask that you would please keep his family and the Bates family. Amen. He was a cousin of Jonetta Bates. Amen. One of our members. So we ask that you please keep them lifted in prayer. Mashonda Ruffins, keep her in your prayers. She had another aunt that passed. In fact, she's here today. Praise God for you. Amen. So please, let's keep that family lifted in prayer. Her aunt was in Mississippi. Amen. So please keep them lifted in prayer. Deacon Griffin, his aunt passed this week. So keep him lifted in prayer. Pray for Deacon S. and Deacon Kirkendall's son, who is in Cobwell Star. He had a seizure, and also he is recovering from COVID. Amen. So please keep them lifted in prayer, if you will. Pray for Deacon Rivers. He's been diagnosed with prostate cancer, and they caught it at an early stage. So we know God's going to work it out. Amen. So keep him lifted in prayer, if you will. And all of those that are on our sick and concerned list, we ask that you continue praying. Pray for our young folks. Amen. But they are dealing with some rough times now. Amen. And it all starts with the adults. Come on, somebody. Amen. Amen. So let's keep our young people lifted up, that they don't have anxiety problems. Amen. That they will be able to survive during these evil days and time. God bless you. We love you. We enjoy this wonderful youth choir. If you will, give them another hand as they come at this time. Thank you. Give it to him. Give it to him. Amen. That should be all of our requests. Lord, fill me with your spirit. Amen. If you want to be more like Jesus, you need his spirit to fill you. Praise God. There in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 18, verse 6. Matthew chapter 18, verse 6. But whosoever shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it was better for him that a millstone was hung about his neck and that he was drowned in the depths of the sea. Thank you. You might be seated. Dear Heavenly Father, we come once again thanking you for this privilege to be able to come and say a word for you. Pray, Master, that I would please take these lips of clay of mine and use them for your glory, that a word might go forth, that your people might be saved, they might be set free, they might be delivered from all of their sins. Lord, we know if you come, that you work things out for our good. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise God. All right, we simply entitled this, Children are Important to God. Children are important to God. Amen. Children are important to the Lord Jesus Christ, and they should be important to us. If we do not reach them for the Lord, who will? Not the world, flesh, or the devil. Before we look at our text, I must praise the little children and all of the ones who have given their life to Jesus. Amen. All over the world, we thank God for you. Amen. Giving your life to the Lord. You have been born into a world that is full of sin and unbelief. So do not let yourselves be overcome by them. You have someone who loves you and wants to deliver you from the evil that this world would like to put in your minds. Enjoy being a child if you can. Learn to love Jesus Christ while you are young. He loves you more than anyone else in the world, even more than your mother, father, grandmother, and grandfather. And I know to some of you, you wonder, how can that be? Well, the Bible tells me that he loved you more than anyone else. Jesus loved you so much that he was willing to give a man his life that we might have eternal life. He did so that you could live forever in heaven with him after your life is over down here on earth. Do you love Jesus? If you want to go to heaven when you die, you must love him. He loves you with all of his heart. You should love him with all of your heart. Let's look at our text verse about some things that Jesus said about little children there in Matthew 18, 1 through 6. At the same time, amen, came the disciples unto Jesus saying, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them and said, verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye should not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever shall receive one such little child in my name receiveth me. But whosoever offend one of these little ones which believe in me, is better for him that a millstone was hung about his neck and that he was drowned in the depths of the sea. again in this chapter, in verse 10 and verse 11, we read, take heed that ye despise not one of these little ones. For I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven. For the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost. Children are important to Jesus. Jesus blessed the little children who believed in him. Jesus will help the children who talk to him in prayer. Jesus will live in your heart if you will ask him to come in. Jesus will help you in all of your life if you would just let him. Jesus loved children. The Bible tells us in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 19 verses 13 to 15. Then were there brought unto him little children, that he should put his hands on them and pray. And the disciples rebuked them. But Jesus said, suffer little children and forbid them not to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. And he laid his hands on them and departed thence. In the verse we have just read, we see little children brought to the dear Lord Jesus with requests for him to lay his hands on them. The reason for this act was it shows the imparting of blessings upon the child. It was the act of child's parents to them when their parents was about to leave for heaven themselves. If you will read the rest of the book of Matthew, you will see that Jesus was about to be crucified and go to heaven. In the book of Luke, chapter 8, verse 40 to 56, we have the story of two people. One is named Jairus, who was the ruler of the synagogue in Galilee. A synagogue was a building where people came to hear the Old Testament read, like the church building is today. This man, Jairus, fell at the feet of Jesus and asked him to come to his house to heal his 12-year-old daughter. It was his only child. While Jesus was hearing the request of Jairus, a woman came from behind him and touched his garment and was healed from a sickness that she had lived with for 12 years. Immediately, she was healed from the sickness. As this was happening, brothers and sisters, one of the people from Jairus' house came to tell him, amen, to tell them that the daughter had died and not to trouble the master anymore. When Jesus heard the news, he answered him saying, fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole. When Jesus and his disciples arrived at the house, Jesus took Peter, James, and John and the father and mother into the house with him. Everyone was weeping and crying, but Jesus told them not to weep. She is not dead, but she is asleep. Then they laughed at Jesus because they knew that she was dead. Jesus made them all leave and took the girl by the hand and called her, saying, maid, arise. And the Bible says in verse 55 that her spirit came again, and she rose straightway, and Jesus commanded a man to give her meat. The next verse says that her parents was astonished. They was so surprised. Jesus loved children so much that he's willing to raise a little girl from the dead. Oh, that's good news, young folks. The Lord loves you so much that he's willing to raise you out of the midst of the problems and the temptations that you're going through. Even though this life sometimes presents many things to you that can cause you to get out of focus of life, I come by to let you know, if you would only humble yourself before the Lord, he will get you out of the mess that you've gotten yourself into. There is only one that can save you today, and that is Jesus Christ. Amen. There's another time when Jesus raised a young man from the dead. In Luke chapter 7, verse 12 to 15, we see the story. Amen. Now he came nigh to the gate of the city. Behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and much people of the city was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her, and said unto her, weep not. He came and touched the bier, and they that bared him stood still. And he said, young man, I say unto thee, arise. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak. And he delivered him into his mother's arms. So do you, brothers and sisters, believe that Jesus loved children. I don't know about you, but I do. I believe he loved them so much. In spite of all the bad parents that are out there, God still has an eye on the young people. Amen. Somebody will be presented in their lives that can help them through their situations. I know he does. I know he loves us. He also loves you and me so much that he gave his life to save us from our sins. Amen. When he died on the cross of Calvary one day, John 3:16 tells us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Children can believe in Jesus. Jesus wants children to believe in him. He also wants you, amen, to be good children. Amen. He gave us a lot of details about being good, a good child in the Bible. The way to be good is by keeping his commandments. The Bible tells us about his commandments. In the Old Testament, we can see God giving his commandment to a man named Moses. Moses was the little baby who was put in the burrow bush in the river so that the mean Pharaoh would not kill him. He was saved, amen, when a princess found him, and he grew up to be one of the greatest men of God. He was the leader of a whole nation of people and delivered them from the bondage of sin. God gave to Moses a set of 10 commandments for the nation of the people to go by. Do you know those commandments? We see some of them, amen, in the New Testament. When Jesus is talking to the young man in Mark chapter 13, verse 14 to 22, and they brought the young children to him that he should touch them. And his disciple rebuked those that brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased and said unto them, suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever receive the ones of God as little children, he shall not enter therein. Amen. Let me read that again. I say unto you, verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive of God as little children, he shall not enter therein. And he took them up in his arms, put his hands upon them, and blessed them. Amen. When he was gone forth in the way, there came one running and kneeled down to him and asked him, good master, what shall I do, amen, that I might inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandment, do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, defraud not, honor thy father and mother. And he answered and said, master, all these things I have observed from my youth. Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him and said unto him, one thing thou liking, go thy way, sell whatever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasures in heaven, and come take up the cross and follow me. And he was sad at the saying, and he went away grieved, for he had great possessions. Jesus told this rich young ruler who was asking about having everlasting life to keep the commandments of God. This young man said that he had done all of this, but Jesus told him that he lacked one thing. Sell what he had and give to the poor, and then he would have treasures in heaven. But this young man went away, amen, because he did not want to obey the Lord. So I come to tell you, young people, it's important that we follow the instructions of the Lord. I know here on earth, things look real good to you sometimes, and you want to indulge into them. But I got news for you. You are just traveling through. You are just a pilgrim on your way to heaven. In the meantime, you need to make sure whatever you do, that you're first seeking the kingdom of heaven, amen, and all that he has for you. Because the material things here on earth will not last. Money will pass away. Houses will pass away. Good times will pass away. But one thing that will stand forever, that is the word of God. You can lean on it. You can depend on it. It will bring peace to you. It will give you glory. If you just understand that nobody can do you like Jesus, you need to get wrapped up, tangled up in Jesus. When trouble comes in your life, when it arises all around you, when you get in school and seem like things are not going right, if you can just look to Jesus, if you can just read a scripture, knowing that God will work things out for your good, knowing that he will supply your every need according to his riches in glory. Another thing Jesus wants us to do is to tell other people about him. Let your light so shine before men that they might see your good works and glorify the Father. He wants you to love him with all of your heart. He wants you to sing to him. He wants you to be his example. He wants you to pray. He wants you to read the Bible. He wants you to be happy. He wants you to be faithful to him. In Mark chapter 10, verse 15, it tells us, verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as little children, he shall not there enter therein. So be an example of believers in thy youth. Remember, Jesus was also a child. There in Luke chapter 2, verse 27, and he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, the Lord Jesus, while you are a child, and you will love him when you get older, love him and serve him all of your life. Come to Jesus. Ask him to forgive you of your sins, the wrong things that you have done, and to come and live in your life. Or you sing that song, Spirit of the Lord, amen, come in to me. Believe that Jesus died on the cross so that your sins can be forgiven. And believe that he rose from the dead to save you. So confess him today. Pray to him. Tell him, Lord, I love you. I don't know about you, but from a child, the Lord has kept me. He has walked with me. He has talked with me. I remember when I was young, a man that didn't really want to go to church, but my parents took me anyhow. And because of my, amen, introducing, amen, being introduced to Jesus Christ, amen, the Spirit began to work on my heart. And Before I knew it, I was on the usher board. I was in the choir. I was singing in a group because the Spirit of the Lord had gotten inside of me. Mom and Daddy didn't have to tell me to go to church anymore. When I got up on Sunday morning, my mind was ready to go to church. My mind was ready to worship the Lord because of the glory of God that had been dwelling down in my spirit. It began, amen, to move me to sing because I'm happy, sing because I'm free. So all of my youth years, I gave my life to the Lord. Not that I was perfect. I messed up in some areas, but thank God His Spirit turned me back on the right path. And I come by to tell you today, if you get your mind staying on Jesus, though you might stray away, there is something inside of you, like it was in the prodigal son, that recognized the fact that there's better things in the Father's house. And when you're out there in the world and you seem like things are going good and you got friends all around you, but when you begin to run out of the things of the world, your friends will leave you. And when you need something, they don't want to have nothing to do with you. But if you just remember, in my Father's house, there are better things. If you could just get yourself back into the house of the Lord. Parents, I say to you today, even though your children sometimes stray away, never give up on them. Keep on talking to them. Keep on praying for them. Let them know that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Let them know there's a bright side if they just hold on to God's unchanging hand. Let them know that cars and money is going to run out. Friends will leave you. But if you just hold on to God's unchanging hand, He'll work things out for your good. You need to tell your children, He brought me through and He'll bring you through also. Do I have a witness here today? Young folks, you are important to God. He loves you and He wants you to love Him back. If you will just surrender your life unto Him, don't just sing just to be singing, but tell the Lord, fill me with your spirit, fill me with your joy, fill me with your peace, fill me with your love. If you call on Him, He will answer. If you look to Him, He will come. Do I have a witness here today? I'm so glad that He blessed me in my youth years, that right now, when I look back over my life and see where He brought me from, I wouldn't have any other thing better than Jesus in my life, because nobody can do me like Jesus. Do I have a witness here? He picked me up. He turned me around. He placed my feet on a solid rock. I thank God today that His Spirit is down on the inside. I don't have to ask nobody about it. Mama is all right. Daddy is all right. But nobody, nobody can do me like the Lord. Ain't you glad you know Him? Don't you wish everybody else did? He's better than Tide. He can clean you up. He's better than Sealy Roebuck. He's got everything that you need. He's better than Frosted Flakes. He's great. He's great. He's great. Anybody know He's great? Anybody know He's great? Anybody know He's great? to be praised. Hallelujah. Young folks, catch hold of Jesus' hands and you will be kept for the rest of your life. I know many times our young people are dealing with peer pressure because of all the things that are going on in our schools. Some has gotten to the point now they don't even want to go to school because they don't know if they're going to be shot at or whatever. Get to the point that we can't even go to Walmart anymore. We don't know if we're going to be shot at or not. But in all of this, we need to understand that earth is not our home. And I know some people don't like to hear that, but don't get too comfortable here. Because Jesus simply told us in John 14, I'm going away to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I will come again, that where I am, there ye shall be also. That just lets us know he's coming back. Coming back. And it pays for us to get our house in order. Don't waste your life on alcohol and drugs. Be careful of the friends that you associate with, because they are sometimes are the ones that will get you hooked on things that you don't need to be hooked on. So many of our athletes and singers and artists many times cannot control themselves when they get in the arena of those who are so prosperous. They start drinking. They start trying drugs. And no matter how much money you got, once those drugs or alcohol takes control of you, your money don't mean anything. So I say to you, if God blesses you with talent and you become an artist, or if you be able to excel in sports or whatever, don't allow the things of the world take control of you. You control your destiny. And the only way it's going to happen, you got to have your mind stayed on Jesus. Because the devil will be there trying to steal your joy. If he tried Jesus, you know he's going to try you. He took Jesus up on a high mountain and said, all these things will I give to you if you would just bow down and worship me. Now, how could you say that to somebody who already got everything? But that's how the devil is so tricky. He will try you. But you've got to be able to say no and mean no. Young ladies, when these guys sweet talk you, charming you, learn how to say no. Just let them know you're saving yourself for your marriage. And when you do that, they'll learn to respect you. If a man don't respect you, you don't need him. Come on, somebody. And young ladies, you have to make men respect you. I know y'all don't like this, but I'm going to tell you anyhow. Learn how to dress. If you become a showcase, then men think they can make a prostitute out of you. But if you carry yourself in the manner where they cannot just look at you for your body, then they will learn to respect you. I I know we got all these styles out here nowadays, but a lot of those styles gonna get you in trouble. Don't always try to keep up with the style. Keep up with what the Lord wants you to do. Learn to dress respectable, walk respectable, love respectable. Let them know that Jesus is working on the inside. Oh, what a change is on the outside. And you know, parents, these are things we need to talk to our children about. Hello, somebody. Parents need to talk to their children about. And I know sometimes, you know, they get of age and they think they're grown, but it's our duty to tell them anyhow. Because if we don't tell them, then we are going to be held accountable. But when we tell them, the blood is not on our hands. It's up to them to obey. Children are important to God. Make him important in your life. Stand to your feet as we open the doors of the church. Perhaps there is somebody here today that have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior. I want to offer Christ to you today. Come. Accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Will you receive him today? Come give me a hand and give God your heart. Let him make a difference in your life. Will you receive him by letter? Christian experience, a candidate of baptism. The Lord is available for you right now. Will you come? Will you come? Will you come? Will you come? Today to receive the Lord, you might be already saved. But I want to extend the invitation to those of you who are listening in. God is right where you are right now. All you have to do is humble yourself, submit yourself to him. Let him come in to your heart. Just confess your sins and tell him you're sorry. And he's faithful to forgive you. Pray this simple prayer with me. Dear Lord, I come to thee, a sinner that needs to be saved. Forgive me, Lord, for all of my sins. Take me and own me as your child. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. Now, Lord, stir up the gift that is in me, that I might do your holy will. You prayed that prayer, you are saved today. I say to you, get into some Bible-believing church where you can grow and mature in the Word of God. God bless you. Perhaps there are those of you that has a burden that you've been carrying all week long, and now you want to give it to the Lord. He simply says, casting all your cares upon me because I careth for you. If there's one today that would like to present your case to the Lord, amen. You can either come to the altar or just stretch forth your hands toward the altar and say, Lord, here's my situation. Here's my case. I ask that you would please, please, Lord, have mercy upon my situation. Ask Reverend Kitchen, if he will, if you don't mind, to come. Amen. To lead us in our altar prayer. Just surrender to the Lord and watch the great things that he will do in your life. All you got to do is tell him, need. The oh, I need thee. Yeah. Every
Father, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, how excellent,
my Lord,
is your name in all this earth.
Uh-huh.
Father, this hour, this moment.
Here we are, Lord.
Father, recognizing that there's none other again besides you.
Mm-hmm.
Father, there are issues.
My Lord.
Throughout our lives.
Mm-hmm.
There are issues.
Well.
Throughout our countries.
Have mercy, Lord.
There are issues. Right here in our own cities.
Yes, Lord, we need you.
And now here we are.
Yes.
Father, recognizing that you and you alone.
Yeah, Lord.
Are the only one that can fix it.
Uh-huh.
And in the name of Jesus right now.
Please, Lord.
First of all, Lord, thank you.
Thank you.
For just being God.
Yes.
And being God alone. Thank you for whatever situations that has arisen in all of our lives.
Mercy, Lord.
Thank you now that, Father, we turn them over to you.
Yes, Lord.
If only you can work them out. Come now, Lord, and we're living in a mean and troubled world.
Have mercy, Lord.
Father, our young people need you.
Yes, Lord.
Father, our adults need you. Parents need you. Our grandparents need you. Father, we need you right now.
Right now, Lord.
Every day and every hour.
Uh-huh.
Father, help us to realize, Father, that we can't do this all by ourselves.
Please, Lord.
Father, we need your help.
Yes, Lord.
We need your direction.
Mm-hmm.
Come now, Jesus.
Please, Lord. Please, Lord.
As you did with the little children in your word, come now and be with us.
Yes, Lord.
Father, there are those that are suffering illnesses.
Have mercy, Lord.
Touch their bodies.
Please, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
There are those, Father, that are dealing with the loss of loved ones.
Have mercy.
Father, give them comfort. Give them peace. Give them understanding to know that you're still God.
Yes, yes.
Beside you, there is none other.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for your word today.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for our pastor. Thank you for the first family. Father, thank you for this church.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Continue to consecrate our minds.
Yes, Lord.
Fix our hearts.
Fix it, Lord. Fix it.
And we do what is pleasing in your sight.
Please, Lord.
And now, Lord, just be with us.
Be with us, Lord.
We're not sure what may happen today or even the next minute.
My Lord, my Lord.
But God, thank you.
Thank you.
For keeping your hands of protection.
Yes, Lord.
All around us.
Mm-hmm.
Father, wherever we go, whatever we do.
My Lord.
We pray that your name get the glory.
Please, Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Jesus' name.
We pray, amen.
Amen, amen. Come on, give the Lord a hand clap for praise. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, I got a feeling everything's gonna be all right. Ooh, I am. Everything. Whoa, I. Oh, no. Everything, everything. Yeah, be alright. Be alright. Be alright. You gotta tell your neighbor, Jesus, he told me everything's gonna be alright. Oh, Jesus told me everything's gonna be alright. Oh, Jesus told me everything's gonna be alright. Be alright, be alright, be alright. One more time, just wave your hand and tell somebody that I got a feeling everything's gonna be alright. Oh, 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 Lord, gotta feel that everything's gonna be alright. Oh, 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 Lord, gotta feel it. Everything's gonna be alright. Be alright, be alright, be alright. Praise God. Praise God. That's what we got to fill our minds with. That everything is going to be all right. It might not look good, but we know in God's time, it's going to be all right. Praise God. Again, we thank our youth choir. Amen. For singing this morning. Amen. For our musicians and director. Amen. All of our ministers, our officers, our ushers, thank you so very much. Amen. Sound technician. Thank all of you who are here today. God bless you. You've been a lovely audience. Give yourselves a hand, if you will. Thank all of those that are listening in. Amen. We thank you so much for being a part of our worship service. Amen. As we get ready to close out now, let us stand to our feet. Amen. I got a feeling everything's gonna. Hey, Lordy, I got a feeling everything's gonna. Yeah, I got a feeling everything's gonna be alright. Be alright, be alright. Be alright. Don't forget Sunday school downstairs at 9:30. And those of you that tune in virtually for our Sunday school at 9:30, we appreciate you so much. Let us look to the Lord. Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the sweet communion of his Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide with us now, henceforth, and forevermore. Let every heart say, God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Be safe. We love you.
Love you, Mama.